Lost Hope Radio.
Lost Hope Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Summer Refresh Show. This room is fine. I'm on the show. Welcome to the show. For tune in. Welcome to the show. Tune in my show. Welcome. We are here. I have a very exciting show lined up for you tonight. I'm going to play a lot of great music tonight for you to listen to. Maybe I'll make phone calls with people, and maybe somebody you could call me, and you could call up the show and talk to me. You could be on the show. Get guest call number 805. You have a pencil hand? Shut up. Do you have a pencil handy? 805-856-2808-855. Yeah, call, because you could be a guest. Win exciting prizes, be on the show. Well, there aren't any prizes, but you could be on the show. And, I got music here. Anybody? I love Conway Twitty.
She tried to hide it by the faded denim clothes she wore, but I knew she'd never been inside a bar before. And I felt like a peasant who just had met a queen, and she knew I saw right through her tight-fitting jeans. I asked her, what's a woman like you doing here? I see you used to champagne, but I'll buy you a beer. She said, you've got me figured out, but I'm not what I seem. And for a dance, I'll tell you about these tight-fitting jeans. She said, I married money, I'm used to wearing pearls, but I've always dreamed of being just a good old boy's girl. So tonight I left those crystal candlelights to live a dream. And partner, there's a tiger in these tight-fitting jeans. And Lord, the beer that we went through, I'm satisfied I did my best to make her dream come true. As she played out her fantasy before my eyes, it seemed a cowgirl came alive inside those tight-fitting jeans. In my mind, she's still a lady, that's all I'm gonna say. I knew that I'd been broken by the time we parted ways. And I know I held more woman than most eyes have ever seen. That night I knew a lady wearing tight-fitting jeans. Well, now she's back in her world, and I'm still stuck in mine. But I know I'll always remember the time a cowboy once had a millionaire's dream. Lord, I love that lady wearing tight-fitting jeans.
When a woman loves a man, she's as happy as can be. know. Ba-bo-ba-do, the woman loves a man. She must be completely irrational. Something's wrong with her because she loves a man. I don't know what bridge she tried to cross. She tried it, tried to run away. She ran as fast as she could go. Yes, she ran. Couldn't get across that lonesome bridge. 'Cause when a woman loves a man, he's so happy, he's almost mad.
Yeah, I was calling about your tandem bike for sale on Craigslist.
Yeah.
You still got that sucker?
Yeah, I still got it.
Now, what do you mean by tandem bike?
What? A tandem bike? It's two feet. Two people ride it.
You got two pedals on it then?
Yep.
Two cranks, right? Like both people pedal?
Yep. One person sits in the front and one person sits in the back.
Okay, so there's two handlebars?
Yep, there's two handlebars, but only the person in the front steers. Person in the back, handlebars don't move. The person in the front's doing the steering.
So you couldn't be like the guy sitting in back and mess with the other rider and turn corners?
No. As a matter of fact, my old one that I had, I let these two teenage kids borrow it. And you got to ride, you ride together on that. And when they were riding that one that I had, the guy in the front was trying to pedal and the guy in the back kept slamming on the brakes. And he broke the crank on it doing that.
Do you have it fixed now?
No, this is a different bike now. This is a different bike. There's, I'll tell you what, the only thing wrong with this tandem bike is it has chrome fenders and it has surface rust on it that if you took a SOS pad, it would come off. I just haven't done any of that. We're just trying to get rid of stuff. We're disabled now, so we don't ride the bike no more.
I could tell you what happened to me. I was almost disabled, and I had one of those. You know those bikes from 1800s with the big giant wheel and the little one in the back?
Yeah.
I was riding that, man. I was going through the park on it, doing just fine. Use a ladder to get up on it. It's going just fine, and these teenagers, speaking of teenagers, they come along and kick me over on it.
Oh, they... Yeah,
I was almost disabled on that, falling off of that sucker. That was 8 feet up. You know, I'm trying to move into this tandem bike here, but I haven't. Is there any way that I could, like, test drive it with you, or you're not able to ride it at all, or what?
No, I mean, I could ride it. One person could ride it without, you know, without the other person on the back. I've done that before. I mean, but yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, you can see that it works and stuff. That,
yeah.
Like I said, the only thing wrong with it, it's a 5-speed, but the only thing wrong with it at all is you need the SOS, the handlebars, and the fenders, and they're chrome.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I like the rustic look, you know, and if I were to, like,
I mean,
come by.
And this is a vintage bike. It's not a new tandem bike. It's a vintage tandem bike.
What year are you talking?
I'd say maybe early 70s,
yeah.
Maybe before that. But, you know, I mean, it's not a new bike that, what?
Is your, how would you feel about, like if I were to spin by and check it out, and are you physically able to ride it with me?
Yes, yeah, I am.
And I could take you out for a snow cone or something like that, you know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm not going anywhere like that, but you know. But yeah, call me tomorrow, and you know, we can see if you want to come by.
Yeah. Do you have any other interest out there? Or what are you asking?
No, we don't have anything else that. I mean, just have this tandem bike.
What are you asking on it again?
125.
125. I'll try to get you down to probably 75.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that low because I paid more than that for it. So.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I'll call you back tomorrow.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Have
bye.
A good one. Yeah. Take care of yourself. Oh, get me that tandem.
I'm a roadrunner, honey. Put some dirt in your eyes. Here I go.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you trying to sell a gas pump?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, what are you asking on it?
I'd like 600 for it.
600? Man, 600. It's Tokheim. Oh, man. Why? Okay, does it come out of, does it still pumping gas, or is it disconnected from the ground?
It's disconnected from the ground. There's no innards in it.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you right now, you got a gas pump. I don't know where you got it from.
It's Tokheim 36. It's an antique. It's from the 1940s.
Oh, it's from the 40s.
Yeah.
The only problem with it, if you were to haul that gas pump down to Oregon, you wouldn't even be able to touch it, man. You can't. You got to be a certified pumper of fuel down there.
Well, they sell them down to Portland Swap Meet all the time.
You took that down to Portland?
I've bought them at Portland before. I don't know what kind of gas pumps you're talking about, but these are antique classic pumps that you restore and put in your garage.
Do you have a hand? Does it come with a handle and a hose?
No, I don't have a handle or a hose on it. It's too old. It all rots off.
Yeah. Were they rubber back then, or were they leather?
They're rubber.
Rubber even back then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Goodyear rubber.
So you've been dealing in these for a long time, or, you know, you switch them out, or what?
I build them. I restore them.
Oh. So this one's on restore now. You're not doing any work on it?
No, I've got 7 of them right now that I want to restore for myself. This is a highly sought-after collectible one.
Yeah.
But I don't want to put the time and the money into this one. I've got other ones I'd rather have. So
yeah.
I decided to go ahead and get rid of this one. This one here should start on about $900 to $1,200, the shape it's in right now.
Oh, yeah.
According to my collection book.
What does she have? What is she made of, steel? And she's got a glass cover on her?
It's got you can either put a milk glass cover on the top, or you can buy a repopped one.
Yeah.
If you go online and look, then just put in Tokheim 36B, and
yeah,
there's a whole bunch of gas companies there. One is called Vix, and he's got all the repo parts for him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is one of the most sought-after beautiful pumps you could ever build, but I've got a Wayne 60 and a couple of Nationals that they'll actually fit in my house. They're not too tall. This one happens to be too tall. That's why I can't put it in my house.
Yeah. How tall is she?
Well, with the globe on it, it's going to be close to 8 feet.
Oh, wow, man.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure it'll even fit in this house.
So do you, rebuild them, do you turn them into pump machines? Are they able to pump anything?
Well, no. It's against the law to use them.
That's what I was trying to tell you about Oregon.
Oregon... You can have any gas pump you want, as long as it's not connected and there's no pumps in it. There's no pumps in it.
Right. Well, you go running around Oregon, if you remodel one of these and you go get into pumping again and you go running around Oregon, you're going to wind up arrested if it pumps something.
Well, yeah, but we don't pump them. We take all the guts out and restore them and put them in the garage or build an antique gas station out in front of the house, or we put them in the rec room with our Coke machines.
It doesn't do anything. It just sits there then, because there will be nothing inside of it. It's just kind of like a conversation.
Some guys put fish aquariums in them. Some guys turn them into stereo cabinets.
Yeah.
You know.
You ever turn one into a rifle rack?
Nope.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
What are you asking on her again?
600.
I'll go 450.
Can't do it.
You got to be kidding me.
Well,
I got to do all the work. I've got to pick it up. I'm the guy who's got to scrape
it
down.
Dude, let me explain something to you. I've been a custom auto painter for 28 years. I've been doing this since 1980, you know, so I know what I'm talking about. I restore Coke machines, gas pumps, antique bicycles, so you don't need to tell me what has to go into them. I know. I can probably tell you better. You know,
yeah.
So if you want a nice collectible pump that's going to be worth about $3,500 when you're done, this is what you want to buy. It's $600.
That's why I was going to go $450 because of all the elbow grease I got to put into it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. I'm in at $600. I'm just trying to get it out of my yard and break even.
You're asking $600, and that's what you have into it?
It's what I have into it.
I'll bump it up to $475. That wet your whistle?
No. Uh-uh.
You got to be kidding
me, dude.
I got to pick it up.
I know you got to pick it up.
I got to pick it up. I'm the guy who's got
to... I've been to Oregon to pick them up myself.
I've got to dismantle the damn thing. I got to find replacement parts for it. I've got to finish it.
I'll tell you what. I was in bed because I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
I'm letting you be a courtesy call. You don't need to explain to me what you got to do or come and get it because I went all the way to Lewiston, Idaho for one. So I understand all about it. It's $600.
I don't,
you don't
think
want
you
it
really
to...
understand. I really don't think you understand.
No, I understand perfectly because I do it. I sandblast them and I prime them. I do the body work. I paint them. I put new glass in them. I put new faces in them. I put gloves on the top. And I know what you're talking about.
I could train my wife to do that, dude. So don't try to sit here on the phone and tell
me. I'll tell
you
what.
Some type of experience with it. Because I can tell you now, I can finish this. And all that other stuff, I can do that stuff with old gas pumps everywhere. If you were wanting to know about it, about everything.
Things to do. I'll quit life. Yeah, I'm gonna quit again. I think I'll quit one last time. I'm a quitter. Oh, yeah. Quit this, quit that, quit everything. I quit everything I ever began. Quit that, quit this, quit everything. I never finished anything I ever started. But I think I'm gonna quit.
To an automatic voice message system.
Rhonda Kilbourne
is not available.
Rhonda, this here's Ed Standish, your damn husband. What on earth are you trying to prove by selling our mirror collection on Craigslist for $30. I bought them as an anniversary present for us, and I found them on Craigslist, and I'm not too happy. Rhonda, I know you're there, woman. Answer this phone right now, woman. Oh, you're there. I know she's there somewhere.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling about the rotary phone.
Yeah, I still have it.
How much are you asking?
I think I had it on for 25.
25. Actually, a very funny thing and quite ironic as well is that I'm actually calling about a rotary phone from a rotary phone.
Nice.
You know? Yeah, because I restore them. I tried to restore a gas pump, a giant gas pump, that the fella had for sale, but he was angry about everything about me and my abilities to restore things, so I started collecting rotary phones, and I take them apart. Is your rotary phone work? Does it go into the wall?
Yeah, it works just fine.
Do you have it plugged in? Are you on it now?
Can you hear me?
Are you on it now?
You may need to work on your rotary phone. It doesn't seem to be working. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, but I was wondering, are you on your rotary phone now? Hello?
You know what, man? I'm trying to get a rotary phone. As a collector of rotary phones and rotary phone paraphernalia now, rotary phone stuff, I don't appreciate everybody hanging up on me tonight. It's not even late. It's only midnight. You can't talk about a rotary phone. Talk about your gas pump. Don't put it on Craigslist if you don't want people calling you.
Hi, you've reached GC Detailing. I was unavailable
yes.
to get your call, so if you leave me a message stating clearly your name and your number and the time you called, I'll be sure and call you back. Thanks, and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes, so I was calling about the Coke. That's for you're selling Coke on Craigslist? Coke, yes, I was calling about, hello, I'm calling about Coke on Craigslist. I'm not sure, I was calling about
if you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record, press 3 to continue recording where you left off, press 4.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi, everybody. I just had technical difficulty on Blog Talk Radio. I'm back again. I was just talking about a very exciting story that somebody was going to call in here to talk about.
Myself a canvas and a couple tubes of paint. Now 5 minutes work is gonna make me a saint. Maybe I'm a fine artist. Maybe I deserve to be a gift. Now my paintings are famous and they're worth lots of dough. Pretty girls all hang around my gallery show. I'm with my paintbrush as I am with my lips. Stick around, honey, learn some aesthetic tips. Maybe I'm a fine artist. Maybe I deserve to be gifted.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Sorry, I was a little bit of dead air. I was sitting here, and I thought, you know what would be good right now? A whole giant box of really good stuff, like saltwater taffy or like other all kinds of really good stuff, and I started thinking about all kinds of really, like, good stuff. and I forgot the song was over. Forgot it was over, and I'm like, oh, I got a song. I got a show. I'll be a host on this show. Not every Monday, but like most Mondays. 2 Mondays a month on 30 days. You know. But Michelle McDaniel, she said, do four Mondays. I said, I got other times. I'll try my best. She's like, I do four of them. I did two last month, or three maybe, you know. I'll try to do four now, because October is 37 days October. It's a leap year. But, yeah. See, you know, you can't even be a decent human being and answer your phone about your Craigslist ad at 12:30 in the morning. I have no use for you, you know what I'm saying? People are so upsetting, ladies and gentlemen out there in listener land. I'm so sorry that you have to sit through this. But these rude people. Everybody's rude. Everybody on this show is rude.
Hello.
Yeah. I was calling about your Craigslist item.
Okay, which one?
Oh, I mean, how many of them got?
I got a painting, and I got a bed on there, and I think a bike. And
yeah, I was calling about the Gene Simmons pillow.
Nope, don't have one.
You said a Simmons pillow.
No, the Simmons pillow top, king size mattress.
He's the only one on it.
No, nobody is. Simmons is just the maker of the bed.
What kind of bike do you have on there?
Just a kid's bike.
Oh, like a little kid's bike. I was talking to this gal earlier tonight about a tandem bike. And I saw your bed, and I thought, well, I need, you know, I was like kind of shopping around Craigslist and stuff. But what are you asking on the bed?
$300.
New, used? What's the story behind it?
Yeah, it's used. It's about a year old, and we just bought a new one with the frame. So.
But you know, the minute you take those out of the store, man, I mean, they're like worth $20. You know, so I'd probably offer you $15.
Right. No, I'm good.
You know, because you've actually slept on it and everything, and who wants to, like, do that? You know, who wants to take, like, it'd be kind of weird. Like, if I, you know,
right.
Somebody to take that into their home or whatever. Be like, well, family slept on this. They probably, you know.
Yeah, quite a bit of them.
You know, so I don't think you're going to get many calls. So I think, you know, the $15 would be, like, more than, you know, more than compensate for you for it, and I'll pick it up. I mean,
are you even serious right now?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I'm a little worried about your demeanor. I buy and sell things all the time, and $15 is just completely unrealistic.
Dude, I'm telling you right now. You take a brand new mattress out of a damn store and you take it to your home, it immediately depreciates in value. You've slept on it numerous times. You spill things, your dogs are up there, and you want $300 out of it. It's not, you're living in dreamland, my friend. Get it? Dreamland, you know? See how I connected those two? You know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, $15, man, and I'll even pick it up, man. I'll get my nephew over there, we'll haul it right out.
No thanks. Thanks for the offer, but I'm going to have to pass.
All right, man. If you find yourself desperate and scraping pennies together, you call me. You got $15 on a mattress, man.
All right. Later.
All right. You take care, brother. Finally, find decent. You know, people can't even, they don't even know the value of things. You know, you put something up. You know, everybody wants $1 million. I'll go these dudes. Pile of dirt I found under, you know, by the tree over there. I want $787,000 for it. Yeah, I'll go to, you know, I'll go to the store and buy a whole gallon. I'll buy 100 pounds of dirt for that amount of, you know. I'll go in my yard and dig dirt out of it. They're like, I got my own dirt and it's free. I'm not buying yours. You know, what am I yours for? Got dirt all over. Everywhere you go is dirt. Dirt, you know, you'd be walking, you can walk in your neighborhood, find dirt. You go to the beach, there's dirt all over the place. Go in the woods, got dirt by all the trees and everything. So, car, you know, shake your car mats out of dirt, you know, dust. Yeah, everywhere. I poured vacuum cleaner bag all over the kitchen table and rolled around in it, you know. Dirt is free. Charge me. I freaking found this bag of cuckoo gagas over there, and I was going to put it on Craigslist for Club Cuckoo and a new gaga goo 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 goo. I've got news for you, friend. Oh, that's a huge, huge revelation. Somebody didn't answer their phone after posting their number and ad on Craigslist. That's never happened in the history of this show. Bro. Yes, sir, Bob. Yes, sir, Bob.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello, calling about the Sawbox.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hello. This is Pandar the Magnificent. I'm calling about your Sawbox.
Oh, okay. Yeah, little lovely Sawbox.
Yeah, your Sawbox. Now, as a world-traveled magician, I have to ask you, have you ever used this Sawbox?
No, I haven't.
Interesting. Now, do you know that the Sawbox works, sir?
Yeah, because I haven't used it, but I know how it works.
How does it work?
Kind of open.
Hello.
You know, can you? I know how it works.
I could bring over my lovely assistant. She could get inside the Sawbox. I will perform free for your family, and then I will carry it off for, oh, I'll offer you $50 for it. You know what, man? Another person hangs up on me. You rude everybody. You know what? I'm going to stop shopping on Craigslist. That's what I'm going to do, man. That's going to be my New Year revolution, man. I'm going to stop, shop, drop, and roll, man. I'm not doing any more with you people. You know, every time you all, you know, I've been down this road with you people. You know, hey, I'm going to try to sell grandma's dentures on Craigslist. I'll put my name and my number and everything else on Craigslist. And then when somebody called me about it, trying to make me an offer, I'll hang up on them. I think they're just passive-aggressive bullies. That's all they are on Craigslist. Craigslist ain't nothing but a bunch of passive-aggressive bullies. I can tell you that right now. Okay, I'll probably play a song or something. Oh, yes, this is our perfect song. Ladies and gentlemen, this is actually a fixture on the show, the perfect song we play when we are frustrated with the sellers on Craigslist.
Mindless fools walking around all day. like your jelly beans too.
It's my girl's pussy. Seldom plays and never purrs, but I love the thoughts it stirs, and I like it 'cause it's hers. It's my girl's pussy. Often it goes out at night, returns the break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always nice and warm. I bring tidbits that it loves, we spoon like two turtle doves. I take care to remove my gloves when stroking my girl's pussy.
Because it hurts, it's my girl's pussy. Often it goes out at night, retains the break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always nice and warm. Oh, you're never dirty, always clean. And giving thrills, it's never mean. That it's the best I've ever seen. It's my girl's pussy.
Bianca, if you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time.
For Bianca, press 1. For a free 5-minute phone reading, press 2. For pricing, press 3.
We've been down this road. I can't press buttons. They don't work. Every time I do
Thank you for calling Born Psychic Bianca. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. For Bianca, press...
Now you know how it feels. I've been hung up on all night. Now you know how it feels, Bianca. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put up with that kind of crap, man. I was born in this country. It's the same as Bianca was. It doesn't work. I can't press any buttons when I'm calling in from the show. Nobody understands that. I can't dial 1. I can't put in an extension.
This call may be recorded. For brand new customers, press 1. For existing customers, press 2.
For fucking customers that can't press buttons because they're calling in from a
phone. For brand new customers, press 1. For existing customers, press 2.
You gotta be kidding me. I've just talked to everybody about this.
I didn't hear you. Goodbye.
Sorry. Oh, you know what, man? You ain't getting me back like that, man. No, that ain't the way this cookie crumbles, man. You know what? Telephone is the rudest invention a man ever made, man. I don't care what other inventions there are, man. It's ruder than the atomic bomb. It's ruder than machine guns and coughing, belching, pollution industry, man. The telephone is the rudest damn thing that ever happened on this planet. I've never in my life been hung up on and treated like crap this many times by a toaster oven or by, you know, I don't know, weed whacker or a pogo stick. Never in my life have I been treated like this by any other invention, you know. Yeah, I don't know, man. This dad can't do it anymore. Man, I don't feel like hearing that. We just have about just under 2 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for not calling in, actually. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But thanks for hanging out with me or not hanging out with me or whatever else you did or didn't do or if you listened or you didn't listen. 90 seconds. I don't know. I got some other songs here, but I don't really feel like listening to any of them. There's no 90 seconds left in the show. Everything's happening in the world. I hope everybody's doing good. I hope you're happy. I hope you sleep good. I hope you get a 50-cent raise tomorrow. If you don't call off from work. I hope the mailman comes early. I hope, the dishes are dish elves come in tonight and clean your kitchen. I hope that the garbage can doesn't smell in your bathroom. I hope that all your laundry is folded when you come home. I hope that your grandma's okay. Hope that you have supper. Everybody eats food. I hope that there's skies everywhere and everybody feels nice. And I hope like you go to sleep. And you're like I feel so good in the morning. I feel like $1 million. I love everybody out there in listener land. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Good night and goodbye. Bye-bye.